This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has stated there will be conversations in the next few weeks between Harry Kane and Tottenham Hotspur about a new contract. Former boss Harry Redknapp has come out and said Harry Kane will stay at Spurs, and he calls the striker a complete and all-round player. Daniel Levy has done an interview and said all we can do is give the manager the best players that we can afford. The South African sponsorship deal is now off. Hugo Lloris is out for between 6 and 8 weeks. Spurs are now being linked with Ben Foster as a backup option, and Antonio Conte is to return to work at Hotspur Way on Thursday. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, but I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now let's start by talking about Tottenham's record goal scorer of 267 goals, Harry Kane. Now, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has been talking about Harry Kane and his new contract and has said, "I've been told that Harry Kane still wants to win at Tottenham. He's still fighting for Tottenham, and there will be conversations in the next few weeks between his brother, the agent of Harry Kane, Charlie Kane, and Tottenham Hotspur to discuss about the new contract." Former Spurs boss Harry Redknapp has also been talking about Harry Kane and his future, and he believes that the England captain will remain at Spurs and will be a one-club player. He said, "I don't think he will move. I can't see him moving. I think he will end up being a one-club man like Steven Gerrard at Liverpool. Harry Kane can walk into any team, but does he need to? The money he is on at Spurs, he is earning more than he can ever spend. He's earning a fortune, and rightly so." Redknapp then went on to say, "I think Harry Kane is moving house or building a new house, so his life is probably great right now. He loves his golf and that is his hobby now, getting a game of golf in when he can. I can't see him wanting to move away. I think he will stay at Spurs. He is the best centre forward in the world. He is fantastic, can do everything. He works, he's a leader, he can shoot, he can score, he can head it in, he can pass it like a midfield player. He links up play, he's big and strong, he can do everything. He is just a complete all-round player." Now, one result in the Premier League from Wednesday evening: Manchester United 2, Leeds United 2. Leeds United were actually 2-0 up in that game. Now, Manchester United are third in the Premier League. They have 43 points. Spurs are fifth with 39 points from 22 games. That means we are only 6 points away from second place Manchester City. We are only 4 points away from third place Manchester United, and only a point behind Newcastle, sitting in fourth. Now, Tottenham Hotspur chairman Daniel Levy has done a very rare interview with the Premier League production, Daniel Levy, Building a Home. He has come out and said, I think when you're involved in football, the one thing that we all want is to win, and not everybody can win. It is very, very difficult. We're not in control of what happens every time there is a game. All we can do is give the manager the best players that we can afford. Daniel Levy then went on to say, inside there is real emotion. I am just being respectful of the opposing team around me. If we lose, it ruins my whole weekend. If we play bad, it is even worse. If we win, it is great. Now, Daniel Levy then went on to talk about managers and said managers know that it is part of the game that managers come and go, but we all dream that we want to have a manager that lasts 10 to 15 years. It is very, very difficult. A report has just been published by the Daily Telegraph and it states that Tottenham lose £42.5 million South Africa sponsorship deal before it even started. There was strong opposition to the deal in South Africa's parliament, where there are calls for the money to be spent domestically. South African lawmakers have pledged to block a proposed £42.5 million sponsorship deal between Tottenham Hotspur and the country's official tourism board. Leaked details of a planned three-year partnership sparked public outrage in a nation currently impacted by power blackouts and water shortages, and the Parliament's Tourism Committee are adamant that the idea must be halted. The chairman of the committee said this deal ends here today, now, because there is everything wrong about the deal itself. There must be an investigation on the matter with immediate effect. The country's official tourism board, South African Tourism, had conditionally approved a deal that is understood to have included kit branding, interview backdrop branding, matchday advertising, training camps in South Africa, as well as free access to tickets and stadium hospitality. A report has just been published by the Daily Mail and they are stating Antonio Conte is expected to return to work at Tottenham's training ground on Thursday after he arrived back in England following gallbladder surgery, and there is hope that he will be in the dugout against Leicester this Saturday. In the main report, it says it remains to be seen how much of a role he can have in his team's preparations on the training ground for the trip to Leicester on Saturday, but there is hope that he will be able to take his place in the dugout at the King Power Stadium, and a decision will be made in the next 48 hours. Also in this report, it states that Antonio Conte's plans were dealt a blow on Wednesday with the news that club captain Hugo Lloris will be out for around 6 weeks due to a knee injury suffered during the win over Manchester City at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Lloris could return in early April and is set to miss a crucial run of fixtures, including both legs of Tottenham's Champions League last 16 clash against AC Milan. Though the 36-year-old sustained ligament damage, he is not thought to require surgery. Antonio Conte will now likely turn to backup goalkeeper Fraser Forster.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, following the news about Hugo Lloris's injury being out between 6 to 8 weeks, the Daily Mirror have just reported that Tottenham are ready to turn to free agent Ben Foster after Hugo Lloris' injury. YouTuber and former Manchester United goalkeeper Ben Foster has been a free agent since he left Watford at the end of last season, but could return to the Premier League amid Hugo Lloris's long-term injury. In the report, it says experienced former England goalkeeper Fraser Forster, signed by head coach Antonio Conte last summer, will step in to deputise at Leicester on Saturday. But neither of Tottenham's only other backup options, 24-year-old prospects Brandon Austin and Alfie Whiteman, has made a senior appearance for the club. And Ben Foster, who retired last June when his contract with Watford expired, would be available as a free agent on a short-term deal. It also states that Spurs would, however, need special dispensation from the Premier League to add Ben Foster to their 25-man squad. Capped 14 times by England, Foster was close to extending his career with a one-year contract at Newcastle 5 months ago, but he turned it down. My thoughts on these stories in this episode, and I tell you what, it's been a very busy 24 hours for Tottenham Hotspur. And I tell you what, just when you think everything is on the up, just when you think everything is going back in the right direction after beating Manchester City, the champions at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Sunday, everyone was on such a high. Of course, Harry Kane getting the record as well. Now we've got our club captain and our goalkeeper, our number one, out for between 6 and 8 weeks. Some reports are even stating he could be out for the rest of the season. This is a huge blow for Spurs. It really is, in so many situations, really, because, of course, he is our captain, number one. He is our number one goalkeeper. He is a leader on the pitch. Yes, some people will say, yes, he's made so many mistakes this season. But when you think of the crucial saves he makes in games for us, I have absolutely no doubt that Fraser Forster will come in and do a good job for us. But if Fraser Forster suddenly gets sent off or he gets injured or anything else happens to him, he's ill, whatever, we don't have an experienced backup goalkeeper. Yes, we have a couple of young goalkeepers, but they are inexperienced. So the whole story now and the whole, you know, the Daily Mirror now linking us with a move to Ben Foster, of course, is without a club at the moment, I don't think is a bad idea at all. He is a former England goalkeeper, a very capable goalkeeper, very experienced in the Premier League. So if Hugo Lloris is going to be out, you know, for this length of time, then why not go in and get someone like Ben Foster? Because, of course, the transfer window is closed. We can't go out and buy a goalkeeper. You've got to get a goalkeeper who is not attached to any club right now. Now, reports are stating that Antonio Conte returned from Italy to London on Wednesday, and he will return to Hotspur Way to work on Thursday. I hope that Antonio Conte just takes it easy, wishing him a speedy recovery from his surgery. Of course, Stellini has done a fantastic job when he has been called on. You know, the Marseille away game when Conte was sat in the stands, we won that game. And of course, we beat the champions, Manchester City, on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Christian Stellini, masterclass again. He's been absolutely fantastic for us. So Antonio Conte has got a very, very good team of people around him, not only on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. But wishing Conte a speedy recovery. If he is in the dugout for the Leicester game, all well and good. If he isn't, I'm not that concerned because I think, as I just said, Christian Stellini has done a fantastic job. He's won 2 out of 2. If he goes to Leicester and Stellini is taking charge again, let it be 3 out of 3. Now, positive words from Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano, stating there will be conversations in the next few weeks for Harry Kane about a possible new contract. Of course, he is out of contract at Spurs in the summer of 2024. I'm hoping that Spurs tie him down to a new deal very, very soon. He is now a record goal scorer. He is Mr. Tottenham, and we want him here until the end of his career. And as I keep saying, week in, week out, you know, someone like him really, really does deserve a trophy. I hope that we take the FA Cup seriously. I hope that we go far in the Champions League. And I just hope that, you know, Antonio Conte stays, you know, more importantly, because I think that we need stability. We need to go in the right direction. And, you know, the chairman and everybody at the club needs to back our manager and give our team a real chance of winning silverware, you know, for the likes of Harry Kane, who really deserve it. That brings me on lastly to talk about Daniel Levy's comments, stating all we can do is give the manager the best players that we can afford. I think we all know, and I think a lot of Spurs fans agree that, you know, we could probably do more. We should be doing more in every single transfer window. We all feel like we're 1, 2, 3 players away from really pushing on to that next level. And that is what we really need. We need to be pushing on to that next level. We've got players like Harry Kane, you know, superstars. We've got a world-class manager in Antonio Conte. You know, do it for these people. Do it for the fans. Do it for everybody connected to Tottenham Hotspur, because we want to see glory. We want to see success. And, you know, we want to see more money spent. You know, when we're seeing all of the clubs around us spending millions upon millions of pounds, we know that we can afford more than what we are spending. And I just hope that that does change very soon. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.